guys, welcome back to another episode. Today I'm on the floor with Frisia and John.
Hello, hello.
Hey, everyone.
So John is actually Frisia's roommate.
Yes.
Yes. And it's his first time on the podcast or any podcast.
Right? First time on a real podcast.
Yeah. Because you're always so busy. You're always cooped up in your room.
I know. This is a really rare occasion that John has time.
Yeah.
On a weekday.
Yeah. I'm scared you're going to like be like, oh, I have to go
while we're recording. I need to leave on, I'll have to get up.
Yeah. We're actually also kind of joined by Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle on FaceTime. She's just sitting.
But anyways, with the holidays coming up, we kind of just wanted to talk about like gift giving etiquette, just how you guys are spending the holidays, like, you know, how you guys get yourself into the spirit, etc. Because I do feel like gift giving is one of those things that can get kind of, I don't know, like, it's different for each person, you know, and especially if you're like dating too, you know, or even amongst friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own way. And I feel like it's sort of like the whole thing of like who pays first. Like everyone has their own thoughts on it on the first day. So same thing with gifts, like, you know, how much are we supposed to spend and what do I get? What's appropriate? What's inappropriate? And everyone has different ideas.
Yeah, that's true. Who are you guys getting gifts for this year?
I'm not a really big gift giver, to be honest. I will always get gifts for a significant other. Or, like, if it's agreed upon between, like, a group of friends, then I'll get gifts. But because I have so many... Sorry, this is going to sound so obnoxious, but I have a lot of different friends and different friend groups.
Mm.
So it's hard to maintain that. I can't get gifts for every single person in my life.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'll just, like, go broke. But unless it's, like, agreed upon within a group to, like, get gifts, then I generally don't.
Yeah. That's what I feel like in most friend groups, we usually do either Secret Santa or White Elephant.
Yeah.
Right?
Because then you technically only have to get one gift for, like, your group of 10 friends.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, like, it's easier because for Secret Santa... You guys have, like, you have more of a budget, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to, like, getting something for 10 people. You're just getting one, like, nice gift for just one person.
Yeah.
So I do think, like, if that's usually, like, a struggle for you, then maybe suggest that, right?
Yeah.
I think that's always a good way to kind of moderate the expectations that people have around gift giving.
Yeah.
You set one of, like, the White Elephant games or...
Yeah.
Or some other...
Because that's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing White Elephant this year. Yeah.
That way you keep everyone involved. You keep everyone kind of engaged. And you don't have the pressures of trying to wrap an individual gift to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll also, like, get a gift for someone that I might feel extra thankful for that year. Like, I don't know. It's not that I intentionally do it, but sometimes I might be like, oh, like, I feel like this person did a lot for me this year. I, like, I just want to do something nice.
Uh-huh.
But...
Do you have someone this year?
Maybe John.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too. I was like, oh, really? John.
Definitely John is one of them. You're not supposed to be on this podcast listening to this.
I mean, look.
Surprise.
I'll take any gift.
No, but seriously, John's like our dad. Or at least for me. I don't know what for you.
Yeah. No, for me.
Such an oppa figure.
It's just like, yeah.
Yeah,
a great support system at home.
Because,
like, we'll literally just, like, come out of our rooms in, like, the middle of, either the day or at night just to, like, sort of, like, regroup and just, like, have therapy sessions on the couch. But both just laying on our own
couches.
Our
L-shaped couch set up.
And just, like, and we always, like, dissect everything in life and everything about, like, the way people think and why people are the way they are and, like, how we can react and how we can improve. And I don't know. It's just, like... It's been nice.
Like the best roommate dynamic,
I think. Frisia's been a great roommate.
Yeah. How did you guys become roommates? I don't think you ever talked about that.
Yeah. John and I met through a mutual friend a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. We weren't really close from that meeting or encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until we met Michelle, or I met Michelle... we're laughing because Michelle is on FaceTime on me and she's making these faces. But when I was talking to Michelle, she was like, oh, wait, how do you know John? John's really good friends with my boyfriend, Ivan.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, what? That's so crazy. And then she actually invited me to a Friendsgiving that John was hosting at his apartment at the time.
Mm.
And then ever since then, like, the whole squad has just been hanging out. So it's been over a year now.
I think I kind of joined late.
Yeah.
You guys started hanging out Thanksgiving time, but I couldn't go.
Right.
So I had other plans, I think.
Yeah, I met you around like my birthday time.
Yeah.
Which is in February 2020.
Yeah. And I think I met John at admission.
I honestly don't remember
when. Was it that night? I don't remember, right?
I either met you at
Mario or Mission.
You were with Michelle at one of those places.
Yeah, yeah. We were having a girls' night. Yeah.
One of those two.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how we kind of became roommates. Mm.
Yeah, I've been living by myself for a while now. Mm. I was asking my guy friends, like, you want to move in? Most of them were like, or no.
Mm.
So I was like, I'd be down to move in with Frisia. I was like, yo, Frisia, break your lease. Let's move in together.
I was living alone, and he came over my Chelsea studio, and we were just like drinking tea. Pretty sure I had COVID at this time because I was actually really sick.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. Yeah.
I didn't know it was COVID, but like I'm pretty sure it was COVID of some sort. Mm-hmm. But we were just drinking tea, and then he was like, "Yeah, so do you want to live with me?" And I'm like, "Wait, what are you talking about? My lease is still up and running." He's like, "Well, think about it."
I was like, "I'd break it for you."
Yeah.
I was like, "You'll pay the same or less. You'll be in a much better living situation, much nicer apartment. Yeah. And you can live with me."
Aww. He sold it to me.
Lawyer John did work.
Oh, yeah. John's a lawyer for those that don't know. So he just
got you out of your lease.
Yeah. He negotiated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. How about back to the gifting thing, though?
Yeah.
What do you guys think is like, the right, like, how much do you think you should spend, and how do you think you like gauge that?
Depends on the person and my relationship with them.
Hmm. Well, I think
and my budget. One, yeah.
Yeah, I think the budget. Number one rule, I think, is never spend beyond your means. Hmm. I think you should never stretch yourself to a point where you're like, you know, you're feeling like you don't have enough money because you're spending too much on gifts. I think that's like the rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Hmm. Okay, what about if you're, like, dating someone? Do you think it depends on, like, how long you guys have been together or, like...
I actually don't care about the length or the duration. So my thought process when selecting a gift for a significant other is thinking about inside jokes and, like, things that, like, only we know. Mm-hmm. So very thoughtful things and memories. So whatever price that tag that may come with, I'm willing to spend.
Right.
Because it's the thought that counts than the dollar amount to me. So whether that's $10 versus $100 or $200, like I'm willing to spend all of those. But like it's more so the inside joke that matters.
I feel like that's the case with friends too, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Or like close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like trying to think of, okay, like what will they actually appreciate getting like love. Yeah, something memorable. That's what I always try to think of.
That's always the hardest part, though. You have to spend like a lot of time really thinking about who this person is, what they really care about, and how do I give them something that's really meaningful to them. So
yeah, I'm the type of person, though, who like starts making like who starts brainstorming ideas, though.
Me too.
Months in advance.
Me too. No, I think about it throughout the course of the friendship. What does this person like? Oh, that would be a great gift. If someone's like, oh my God, I love the color green, then I'll be like, oh, that's like noted. Mm. Like for when I have to ever get you a gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, green something, green keychain. Or like, I don't even know. But
did you guys ever have like an awkward situation where you, I don't know, either you didn't get someone something, but they got it for you, or like, I don't know, anything.
Like, I actually do.
Really?
With
Frisia's always got a story for
I know.
Oh, I got a story.
Oh, I have many awkward stories specifically.
Like what?
Well, this one is like not like outwardly awkward, but it made me a little awkward. But one of my exes for Christmas got me a hoodie. And it was, we were in a long distance relationship, so it was a hoodie that represented his hometown.
Mm.
But it was like, A, one size too small, and B, it was like, it was too small, and it was also just like the ugliest freaking sweater I've ever seen in my life.
Who cares for you,
No, but it was like, it wasn't like his real home, it was, I don't know how to say it without it. Whatever. I'll expose. I expose everyone on this podcast. So he's from Toronto.
Yeah.
And you know the store Rooted? Or what was
the
it called?
Plant shop?
No, no, not Rooted. What the frick is it called? The Moose.
Abercrombie?
No, no, no. It's a Canadian brand. Not Rooted.
Is it streetwear? Is it?
No, it's just like, why am I blanking?
A Moose?
Yeah. But it's basically like a store exclusively sold in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not anything like special. There's no thought behind it.
Okay.
It's just like, it's just like a.
Okay. Yeah. He just picked up something from Toronto and said,
yeah.
See it.
Fine. He's like, this is cool.
Yeah. All right.
Not even considering like what style I like, what colors I might like, or like it was just like the ugliest, easiest thing he could get. It's like, it's Toronto.
I have a question. Did you talk to him about it? And did he, when he?
Well, okay. So.
Let me start there.
So when he saw my gift, he automatically was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Like, because he knew he didn't put thought into the gift. He's like, I feel so bad. I'm actually just going to return this. And like, but here's the other thing that I didn't like. He gave me money, cash, to like buy myself something else instead. So I was like, I would rather just like not have anything than to be thrown cash to buy myself
something. What did you give him that made him feel bad? Sorry, I started.
So when I give gifts, it's like I, for especially for someone I really care about, I give it in like parts. So like, so he, for example, one of the things he was kind of talking about throughout the course of the relationship was like, oh my God, I need a new hat. Like I'm looking for the, my head shape is so weird. I'm looking for the perfect, like just plain cap, baseball cap. So I was like, cool, done. Got him like a plain black one that was like really sleek. And then on top of that, I picked specific pins because at the time, like, pins were kind of cool, like pin trail. So I picked three specific ones that kind of represented things that he liked and things that were, like, meaningful to us. So one was, like, a cute bowl of pho because we both loved pho. One was, like, the prayer hands for OVO because, like, Drake, we love Drake and he's from Toronto. And then there was, like, another one. It was, like, a passport pin because it signified, like, our long-distance traveling all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
So there's, like, pins to add. It doesn't have to be on the hat, but, like, just whatever. It's just, like, cute. I don't care where you put it. It's just, like, thoughtful. And then on top of that, he didn't have, like, speakers in his room. And, like, he's always just, like, looking for his phone whenever he needed to, like, check the weather or the time or whatever. So I was like, why not get him a Google Home? So I got him a Google Home, too, to make his life easier. And then, like, it was just in different parts. So then when he saw the thought process behind everything, he was like, fuck.
Yeah, that was pretty lazy.
Yeah. And so I didn't have to say anything. He just knew.
Were you always like that, though?
Yeah. I was always like
maybe,
this.
Yeah, maybe he just wasn't, like, a good gift giver, though. You know?
Yeah,
he's
used
to giving people gifts, so he doesn't know the thought process behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys can be bad gift givers because they're bad about thinking about anyone other than themselves. certain guys.
No, I've gotten some pretty good gifts, I think.
No, yeah, it depends on the guy.
Just to... give him like some shining light and grace. He did improve for the next gift on my birthday, and he got me like Beats headphones because he knows that he like loved music and stuff and needed headphones at the time. So he redeemed himself later on, but the first round, because like Christmas was the first time we ever had to like exchange gifts.
Yeah.
So I think he learned.
So are you guys the type where you do you want something more extravagant or something that is just like you said, like an insight thing. Like it's just between you guys. Or like a card or, you know, like
I would,
what's the ideal gift?
Cards are my favorite.
Yeah.
Cards.
I don't care about what it is. I care about, you know, something genuine and authentic and just delivered in a, like, I care way.
Yeah.
It shows that you care.
Same. I don't think dollar amount ever matters because, like, if I really want something, I'll get it.
Yeah, I'll just pay for it myself.
Yeah, I'll buy it. And so it's like... But what you can't give yourself is something that's, you know, like they went out of their way and like really thought about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to choose between a Chanel bag and a card that was like thoughtful, card all
100%.
Day. All day, every day.
Yeah, especially if it's from someone like you actually care about. And
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, Chanel bag, though, is pretty.
But I could get it.
But that only goes so far and like you can get it on your own.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Hello, Michelle.
She's taking notes.
Hello. I'm still here.
Was there anything you would like to add?
Ooh, a question?
Would you rather get a Chanel bag or a card? This is so easy, though.
Oh, dude, when I heard Brisha say card or Chanel, and she said card, I was like, oh.
So you would choose a Chanel bag? True facts. No, but you have to choose one.
One?
Yeah.
From Ivan.
From Ivan. Either she's gonna take a Chanel bag.
A heartfelt letter or a Chanel bag with nothing.
Actually, dude, okay, let's rethink this.
It depends on the relationship.
How far you guys are too. Sometime. Like, I would still 100% like appreciate a card no matter what, like where you are. But I mean, if someone got you like a Chanel bag, you're not gonna say no.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. But in a time where I had to choose between one or the other, I would choose card for sure.
Yeah,
but like in a situation like Michelle's, it's all circumstantial, right? Like, if you've been dating for, you know, a couple of years, so you guys are really comfortable with each other, and every boyfriend does just write you a card that doesn't seem, well, the delivery, you know, if you guys are already fully expressive with each other, fully open, you guys know how you feel about each other, I guess there's other ways that you can express the delivery.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think we were talking about from the context of, you know, when you're kind of first starting
off. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How do you express the way that, you know, you care.
Yeah.
But if you already know, then, you know, take the Chanel bag.
It's like, I already know what you love. I already know that you love me.
Yeah, I'll take the Chanel bag.
What about you, John? Do you have any, like, bad gift-giving experiences?
I can think of, like, one or two, but they're so old that, like, I just don't feel like they're relevant. Like, from my, like, college dating days, you know, like, for me, that was, like, 10, 12 years ago, like, you know, so.
Have you ever had someone, like, get openly disappointed by what you got them?
Say
it to your face? Mm-hmm.
I feel like there has been at least one.
Really? What did they say?
I can't honestly, it's just all like such a blur. It's hard for me to dig that up.
Because I have one too. I don't know if I can see it though.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not? Share it,
Esther. While you share, I'll try to think of mine.
Basically, it was Christmas, right? And I got, like, I wrote a card. For me, I don't know about you guys, but when I write cards, I type it out first and I perfect it before I take a pen and I write it out, right?
Yeah.
And so I spent like weeks trying to write this card. I was like making sure, you know, I said everything I wanted to say and that, like, you know, I put thought into it and whatnot. But then it came time where I gifted the gift and the card. And then this guy, he read the card and he said like thank you and stuff, and at the time I was like, oh, you know, I felt like he appreciated it, but then I could sense something was kind of wrong. And so I was like, oh, like, you know, what's wrong? And then he finally opened up and he basically told me that he didn't like the card that I wrote.
Why?
But what about the card?
He said I think he was just expecting me to like say, basically, I don't think I said what he wanted to hear, and so he was disappointed that I didn't put as much thought into the card as he would have wanted me to.
Well,
so he was expecting more,
I guess.
Huh.
And I remember thinking, like, I don't know if it was wrong of me to think that way though, and I was just like, isn't it a very like entitled way of thinking to expect someone to like write something? I don't know. I feel like if anyone writes you something, I would just feel so grateful that you did. No?
No, I agree with that generally. I think relationships are always tricky because I think with relationships, expectations have to be kind of aligned on both ends. So I think that's probably just more revealing of mismatched kind of expectations. I don't know exactly what, you know, was written, what he was expecting or why, but I think a lot of times, he probably could have played it better.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's like anyone's fault or like no one did anything wrong. No one's thinking the wrong way. It's just the expectations were not aligned. Like he definitely had expectations and it wasn't met for some reason. But like that's kind of on him for having those expectations and not communicating it with you throughout the relationship. Or like whatever his needs were, whatever he was trying to find in that card or that letter. It's like it's just a lot of miscommunication and lack of communication.
Yeah, because I think I've been on both ends of that. I've definitely been also the guy that was trying really hard to show that I appreciated the gift, but then inside my mind I'm like, this is the gift that you got for yourself, for me, and has nothing to do with me. So I'm trying my best to not like show that, but I can kind of understand where it's coming from.
Like the air fryer?
Right.
Well, the air fryer I don't really care about, but like, yeah, on a smaller scale, but there's been worse than that.
Yeah.
Like, and then on the others, I've, you know, I've definitely, you know, done the same.
Actually, that's true. I didn't think about it like that. I think I was just more like, I felt very ogure. What is that in English? Because I had spent so long
trying to. Right, you poured your heart into it,
So, like, for me, I, like, poured my heart into it.
Yeah.
And to hear that, like, it wasn't enough, I think in the moment, I was just very, like, hurt.
Yeah, of course.
That's so understandable, I think. I think anyone would be hurt.
Yeah.
Of course.
So then how would you, like, how do you guys, like, navigate stuff like that? Like, if that happens?
It's personally never happened to me, so I don't know how I would react. But I think me today would try to I think me today would be able to recognize, it's not the card or what I said, it's just relationship issues that are starting to surface up because of this incident and this trigger.
It's just an indicator.
So I would, so I would try to explore outside of the card.
Right.
It's because it's not the card. It's something else.
Mm.
Also, this conversation now has me thinking, like, a lot of us, and the whole Chanel thing, it's like, a lot of us look forward to holiday cards from significant others because we lack communication day to day. So it's like, oh, it's that one time I have an excuse to be as open and vulnerable as possible in a card. That's definitely where I'm coming from. And I just kind of realized that through this whole thing. Because I'm like, oh, if I had that on a day-to-day, though, that open communication, and I was confident in how I felt about the person, and I knew that he knew exactly how I felt, then...
The card isn't as, like...
It's not as... it's not as important.
It doesn't mean as much because you already know.
Then I won't take the Chanel bag all day.
That makes sense.
Mm.
But what, like, we're looking forward to this like deep, meaningful card because like we don't hear it every day, or like we don't hear it at all. So we're like, okay,
it's like the perfect excuse to be like open about it.
Right. Yeah. It's it's the it's the cover for you to actually say what you really want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you try to be saying that, you know, on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
So then, do you think it's like? Does that mean we need to just be more open about that in the day-to-day, or are you still, are you guys still the type to just want it in a card like all at once?
I think it's so specific to the individual.
Yeah.
I mean, personalities, you know, are so different across the board. I think there are still some people in, you know, really strong relationships that I can think of that, you know, just have kind of like an underlying understanding of how things are, and they don't need to vocalize things as much. And obviously each relationship is different, and a lot of relationships, you know, you talk about things a lot and vocalize and talk through. So
I don't know, I definitely, like, communication is a really, really big issue for me in relationships. I lack communication skill, especially when it comes to talking about my emotions and what I'm feeling or things that bother me with my significant other.
That's interesting because you're so good at talking.
But I'm good at talking when it doesn't involve me being vulnerable. You know what
ding,
I mean?
Ding, ding, ding.
Duh. I mean, that's obvious.
I feel like we have pretty... open conversation.
But I know I feel safe around my girls, you know what I mean? It's like my girls are not gonna leave me or judge me. But like when it comes to like a boyfriend, let's say, I could easily be judged and left. Like that's just like the little girl syndrome I have in my head. Forgot where I was going with this.
You're not good at communicating, you said?
Oh, because, yeah, I'm not that way. I feel like I would still want to resort to just, like, looking forward to the holiday card so that I can, like, tell my boyfriend how I feel. But since I'm aware of this now, I might try to, like, actively try not to do that. And maybe, like, I could do, even if, like, communicating day-to-day verbally is difficult, maybe I'll try to, like, write these letters on random days, like, just because, like, I feel like that's a step forward at least, and not just like once a year at the holidays, but like,
so then if you put so much weight into these, like, these cards and these moments, when you don't get it, do you get disappointed?
I don't write these letters expecting one in return. So I don't get
it. Oh, you're saying it's a chance for you to be open, not so you can receive it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm. At least for me. Mm. But when they do write me a letter, like, it's like the best feeling in the world.
Mm. Everyone take notes. If anyone's getting Freesia something this year.
I save all of mine.
Me too. Oh, me too.
I have a box in my closet right now filled with, like, letters from every person I've gotten a letter from.
I was the type of person who would save, like, sticky notes from college, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have things dated from, like, 2007. That's wild. But that's how meaningful words can be, you know?
Actually, but then in the process of, like, moving so much, I got rid of the ones I knew were just, like, very general cards. Yeah. Mm. I used to keep, like, everything.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But if it was just, like, a generic happy birthday, then I was like, oh, sorry. I need...
But personal,
I have too much stuff.
Yeah, I have all my personal cards. I have a big tub in storage.
What do you do in situations where you get, like, a super expensive gift then? Because it makes you feel so uncomfortable, or at least for me.
From a friend?
Anybody. Like, it's like a car.
Well, I've never gotten a car. I don't think I've ever gotten a really extravagant gift.
If someone that wasn't, like, my parents, if they got me a car, I don't think I could accept it. Because it's like, even if they don't expect anything in return, I feel like I owe them something. It's just,
I think it depends on the relationship I have with that person.
Yeah.
For me.
That's true.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
If I was close enough with them and, like, secure enough in my relationship, then I would understand their thought and why they did it. And then you would just, because they would want you to, like, graciously accept it. You know? I would hope so.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the relationship.
Yeah, I think it depends.
If it's a sugar daddy, then he wants to own you.
So
circumstantial.
But there are times where it could be pudan.
Yeah.
Burdensome.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree. Have you ever? Because you're such a, like...
You're such a bougie bitch.
Yeah. Basically.
The thing is, for the longest time, like, when it comes to actual gift giving, like, I refuse to spend money on it. Really? Because I don't want the relationship to be based on, like, obviously, you guys know me. I love to, you know, I don't hold back, like, spending money. But I want to just be able to be comfortable and experience things. But when it comes to actually buying gifts, like, I just, like, can't get myself to spend money.
But you've
Except one time where I was told what to buy.
Why? Tell the story.
Was it a bag? Was it a bag?
A girl told you to
it was basic. I mean, like, I was talking with the friends and they were telling me what she wanted and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, fine. I'll get you your Gucci Diana Sidious bag or whatever.
Oh, I know what that bag is. There was a phase where everyone wanted that.
Like, every girl
wanted it.
Wow,
and then you got it for her?
Yeah.
Huh, how did that relationship end?
Well, I've been single for how many years? Too long, so yeah.
Michelle, would you like to chime in? I think my phone's going to die.
Yeah, it might.
I was looking for a charger.
Hello?
Do you have any questions about gifts
or holidays?
Oh, shit, I should have had something in mind.
Or the holidays.
Or the holidays.
Or, like, I don't know if this is a question, but so, like, for me, I am not really used to doing, like, gift exchanges during holiday because I just prefer... I'm not a big fan of the whole, like, gift exchange and, like, having expectation of, like, you know, I give and I receive, like, that whole thing. So in all of my relationships, I've always said, like, oh, let's not do gift giving, you know? But my mom actually suggested that I, you know, am not so closed off to the idea this year because, you know, like, it is a big part of the relationship to have, like, that excitement, you know, like, as much as we like to deny that we're not big gifters or like we don't really care about gifts, you know, it's nice every now and then to receive something special, something meaningful. And it adds a lot of excitement to the relationship. So like this year, me and Ivan are doing gift exchanges. And it's funny because I talked about a story with like a past ex about about gift exchanges. If you follow me, you probably already know. But some of the people on the comments actually said something like that them and their significant other, the pros of they don't do gift exchanges, and the pros of not doing that is like they don't have to have that pressure, but they do lose the excitement a little bit.
I mean, in relationships, I personally love gift giving.
Me too.
It's like, let me see what you remembered.
Oh, shit.
I think it's just that whole process of thinking of what to get them is so fun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, sure. I loved shopping for someone.
I'm excited to surprise them and make them happy.
Yeah, me too. It's just that, like, look on their face and, like, seeing them use it or whatever. It's just, that's all exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love giving more than receiving. I think I get that from my mom.
I could be kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But I think one thing I do struggle with is like expressing how appreciative I am.
That's
like something I'm working on. Because I want them to know that I truly appreciate what they got me. But sometimes, like, other than a thank you, like, I don't know what else to do or say in moments like that.
Just put your arms around their neck and just slowly going for a kiss.
Oh, wait, that's,
just don't say anything.
That's actually so funny. So funny because on your birthday, Claire, I brought her back early with me after dinner to help me set up all the candles that we did for you. And she was like, oh my God, Frisia, like, you're so romantic or whatever. Like, you did all this for Esther. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, wow, like, Esther's going to look at this and be like, huh, that's nice. I'm like, okay.
No, but no, I was very 감동 when I saw your video. I didn't know that you did that by yourself. I thought you guys all came and you guys like all did it. So I didn't know until I saw your video and I was like, oh, Frisia went out of her way to order everything. So cute.
No, but I'm the same way. I don't know how to like, on the inside, I'll be exploding with like gratitude. But then on the outside, I'll be like, oh.
Why do you girls think that is?
We probably just don't know how to
maybe be affectionate. It's the way we grew up. Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, I don't think my parents were very affectionate people in general.
Yeah, we didn't like have role models to learn it from.
Got it.
Yeah. So I just didn't know.
I feel like it's a common thing in Asian households. Not all, but a lot.
Why are you good about it, John?
Depends.
Like in relationships, do you think it's easier?
He's so bad. I got him a gift for his birthday.
Yeah. I was so excited though.
But so I was like, John, I have a package for you. And then I put it up on the coffee table as he's laying on the couch. Mm-hmm. And this guy just like side eyes the box, looks back on his phone, starts scrolling, takes a jewel hit, and he goes like, scrolls. Typing on Google, trying to figure out what the hell this box is.
100%.
And like, I'm like, dude, that ruins the reaction. And he's like, no, I'm preparing myself for the reaction. But I'm like, who the fuck does that? Who looks up the gift right in front of the person as you receive it?
Yeah, that's a little weird, John.
It's like the worst.
No, but you know what? It's just because Yeah, you know what? I do not like to not know. Wait, did I say that right? I don't like to not know.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I
don't want like to know what it is. I want to know what it is.
Oh, you don't like surprises.
I don't love surprises.
But you find out what it is when you open it.
I know, fine. But I'd rather be able to brace myself.
Brace yourself for what?
Just in case, I don't know.
Just in case it's bad.
I have no idea.
Huh.
I want to. I need.
He wants to brace himself to be fake as a clock. He wants to like. He wants to be like, okay, I got to start acting now. He definitely acted.
Hmm. No, but no, if we just. Okay, that is part of it. I don't want to give off too authentic of a reaction if it's negative and I can't control it because I don't want the person to feel that way.
Yeah.
And I might not mean it or I might just be confused or like I don't necessarily trust myself fully to react in a way that's like the right way or the way that I want to react. So I want like a, at least I want to know that it's coming so that I can like prep myself.
And give the reaction that you think the other person wants to see.
Not necessarily that they want to see, but to not have it be so so raw that it's
offensive.
Well, that it's so laser focused on one aspect rather than the full kind of picture. So I don't want to be a dick.
I guess that's kind of like very fitting for your personality. I feel like you're always trying to like think ahead and like trying to keep the other person in mind.
Yeah,
I can't tell.
But with Frisia's gift, I was actually genuinely super happy by Michelle.
Start over. Mm-hmm. No.
By Frisia's gift?
No, with Frisia's gift, even though, I figured out what it was. I like pretended like I didn't see. She put it down. It's like, I got you a gift. I just looked. I was just like, okay, whatever. Hold on, let me Google this real quick. Mm-hmm. What does it say on the box? So I figure it out. Like, is it this? Is it this? Mm-hmm. Frisia, is it this? Shut up, open it. I was like, I'll open it in a second. I want to see your reaction when I throw out some words. And then I opened it, but I loved it. But she didn't believe that I loved it because I was already looking it up. But I actually did love it and I still do love it.
That's a good gift.
Yeah.
I got him a personal water dispenser to keep beside him at his desk because he's always like, oh, I forgot to drink water today. I'm so busy. I forgot to drink water today.
Yeah. Sounds like you. Yeah, it sounds like me.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll bring the water to you.
But it's a nice dispenser. Yeah. It's like one of those.
It's pretty badass.
No, so if I was going to get a water dispenser, I had to get a good looking one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I also Googled. I Googled while looking for things to get John. I was like, things to get guys that have everything.
Legit, he has everything.
I know.
Yeah. If I want to buy it.
That was not a gift. That's not, because that's something that you wouldn't get for yourself.
Exactly.
Right. I always try to get things that people would never spend their money on.
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought that was an amazing gift.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frisia.
Great job.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, Michelle is dead. My phone's Z. Hopping on here real quick, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, which is an online professional counseling service where you can connect with your own licensed therapist in a safe and private online environment. And if you're like me and you've been wanting to try therapy but just didn't really know how to go about looking for a therapist, BetterHelp actually makes it super convenient and easy. All you have to do is fill out a really quick survey so that they can assess your needs and they'll help you find a match. And then once you hear back, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions directly on their site, and you can send a message to your counselor at any time. These counselors are specialized in so many different areas like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, family, etc. I actually had my first session yesterday, and obviously it was just the initial introductions, but I'm really excited and I'm hopeful. I'm going to continue using this service because there are so many different areas that I want to improve on. And if you guys are also interested, BetterHelp is offering you guys 10% off your first month. Just visit betterhelp.com/onthefloor and sign up.
Okay.
Let's talk about New Year's because that's coming up. I mean, obviously I don't think we can do anything this year, but like in the past, What's your like best New Year memory? Do you have one?
Best New Year memory.
Did you have a New Year tradition?
No, because I'm trying to remember. Usually for New Year's, if I'm single, I'm spending it with a group of friends. Mm. And it's just like party. Everyone's drunk already. But it's like extra fun because you dress up nice. And it, like, it's just like a extra party. It's just like extra vibes.
Yeah. That's
true. But then if I'm with a significant other, it's just like a little bit more romantic than a typical night out.
Oh, you guys would go out together?
Yeah.
Mm. Just you two or in a group?
Well, us in a group of friends. Mm. What about you?
Oh, I have a few different ones, and I love them all.
Mm.
I have one I just spent at my house with an ex-girlfriend and some of my family friends.
Mm.
That was awesome. Another one where it was like 140 of us that went to D.C. to like all my homies that I grew up with back home. Last year was good because last year was different. It was only.
What did you guys do last year? Were you guys together?
Oh, last year I was a freaking den social and it was like the worst New Year of my life.
You guys all went together?
No, I don't. I went with like a random group. But I mean, it was.
I don't think I ever spent New Year's in New York. Well, I mean, I've only been a year here and here.
Yeah. But the years prior, I spent with significant others, and it was nice because I don't know what it is about New Year's kisses, but the kiss feels extra romantic.
It hits different.
It's just like for some reason that kiss makes you appreciate them, or at least that's how I felt.
I've only had one and I was too drunk.
I think New Year's just makes you feel so conscious of time and like time and space. And it just makes you feel extra present in the moment.
Mm.
I think that's why New Year's always feels so special. At least for me, it feels so special.
Yeah.
I think my favorite New Year's, though, was ringing in 2018. Because I hosted the New Year's party at my apartment. Because my mom was back home in Oregon at the time. And so I had the place to myself. So I was like, all right, I'm going to throw this huge party. I'm going to invite everyone.
2018 Esther.
Yeah, exactly. 2018 Esther. She's back. So I like invited everyone. And I was like, you guys can invite your friends. So everyone like brought their friends. And it was just like a good time. And I think that was actually the year or the day that our girlfriend group kind of like formed. That was the first time we were like caught up all together and like.
Is that the same girls that you were all spooning with in LA the other week?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to all you LA girls.
Honestly, it was that party that kind of kicked everything off into the rest of the year. Yeah.
I would love that too.
Yeah.
That sounds
so it was like perfect.
Yeah. They have the cutest friendship. I'm the adopted child of their friend group.
What do you mean?
Yo, you guys roll so deep though. You guys are like a girl group of like 11 people. And I'm like, this is so much estrogen. I don't know how to handle it.
I know, straight up.
But you guys are all freaking hilarious. And it's just fun.
But it's always the best though when you meet people in different parts. Or, like, you introduce friends from different parts of your life and everyone gets along. That's, like, the best feeling.
That's amazing.
Because that's how I felt when you came to LA and you guys were all just, like...
It was just punnett.
BFFs already.
Yeah, it was just comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, fit right in.
Yeah,
like, exactly. I didn't have, like, a really getting to know you period. It was, like, as if I was just there.
Yeah. Everyone was so comfortable.
And, like, he's all, like... Hi, he's all... But she was just like, the first time we met, she just went in for a hug. She was like, oh, come on, right in. And like, we're watching Startup and she like leans on me. I'm like,
oh,
damn. I'm not mad at this though.
You touch you with Frisia or not?
Frisia low-key loves it. She just, you know, kind of has the unapproachable vibe, but it's because she loves it too much.
I'll take it, but inside. I won't reciprocate it. Unless I'm drunk.
So it's not like it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to lean on me? Okay.
Do you think you're a pretty touchy person? Wait, what's your love language?
Acts of service. You know this.
I mean, receiving.
Still acts of service. And quality time.
What about you?
I have no idea.
You like them all? That's what Michelle says. Yeah, she's like, I need all of them.
Facts. That's such a Michelle answer.
I feel like you might be words of affirmation. Mm.
What are the love languages? Can we go through them?
Acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation, gift giving, and quality time. We're not gift giving, just gifts.
I would say if I had to pick one, what my favorite is probably quality time. It just doesn't have to be that often.
Yeah.
No?
I feel like people who have quality time at their top like need to be with their SOs. Mm. I feel like yours is words of affirmation because you don't really read into action too much. But if someone, like, you love banter and like good communication and like, if someone is very clear about how they feel about you and is like, yo, I'm obsessed with you and like, this is a girl you really love, you're going to be like, oh shit.
Yeah, but I don't believe anything anyone says ever.
Whoa.
Let's say that the action backs it up though. Of course, and it's great.
So would you value the action more or the words more when they're aligned? The action and the words are aligned.
Well, all the words would be are just an affirmation of the action. So it's really
so words of affirmation.
No, but it's really the underlying action that really drives the meaning of the words. Otherwise, just ring hollow. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just goes on one ear and out the other.
Maybe it's...
I don't think it's words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I think the only times that words of affirmation might, you know, be something that I want is if I'm unsure and I want them to say something to me, even though I know it's like just come like out of kind of thin air.
Yeah.
But
otherwise. I could see you as an act of service too, though.
I mean, I guess everyone receives love in all five ways, you know, it's just like,
it's just which one ranks the highest.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could be just a very slight, you know, margin too. Mm. It doesn't have to be a significant like difference.
What was yours again? Act of service?
No, it's quality time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everything else, they're all, like, so equal.
Mm.
Maybe not so much gifts or acts of service, I think. But I feel like as I get older, words and physical touch get ranked higher and higher.
Mm. Yeah. I actually recently retook the test.
Mm.
My quality time ranked higher than acts of service.
Really?
But that changed, like, this year. But I don't know how true that is because I haven't been able to execute. But I always, I don't know. My acts of service was always significantly higher, though, than everything else. So I'm like, what changed? Quarantine?
Me...
Maybe I was just so lonely. I was answering the questions like, I need someone with me.
Maybe.
I need someone now.
But you know what it is? That you, me, and Michelle, we're all so needy now with each other. We can't be alone. We'll, like, FaceTime each other and do nothing together.
Yeah. Even if we're not talking, it just, it's presence.
It's nice. Oh, yeah. See, that's another thing.
Yeah.
I like just having that company, even if we're not talking or, like, doing anything. In the past, I used to feel like, oh, that's not quality time. But now it does mean something.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Because I also realized there aren't, like, that many people you can comfortably do that with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not feel the need to fill every silence, you know?
Yeah, I think that's actually... kind of what I meant by I don't need to spend a lot of time with them. Like, with someone that I can just text whenever we can, but we both know kind of how strong a relationship is.
Mm.
Like, that means so much more to me than someone I have to kind of check in with or kind of...
Okay, then what about this? What makes you guys feel secure in a relationship? I know it's a combination of a lot of things, but, like, I feel like it kind of relates to love language, no?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Just by seeing, for me, because it's so acts of service, like, I subconsciously just, like, look at what he's willing to do for me.
Mm.
For example, like, LDRs, like, when my ex was, like, willing to fly to me, I was like, oh, he's, like, for real.
Mm.
And that made me more committed and secure about the relationship.
Mm.
But, like, when he was willing to do the back and forth, like, month to month to month to month, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
mm.
this is... Exciting.
No, I think the reason I asked that is because I feel like the answer to that is what makes you feel the most loved, right? In a way. Because, like, for me, I think I feel the most secure is when I hear it in, like, word form.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Like, that's when I'm like, oh, I feel so reassured and, like, safe, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But if I get the words without any action, then it's meaningless to me. Like, I don't care how much I mean to you. If I don't feel it through the things that you're willing to do, then I don't believe it.
That's true, yeah. But do you give it time to, like, pan out?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's like first date. What are you willing to do?
Yeah. What can you do for me?
No.
What about you, John?
What was the question again?
What makes you feel the most secure in a relationship?
Just knowing that if I want to, knowing that the communication, no matter what, is open.
Mm.
So, like, at least for me, the way that I want to be the person where in a relationship, if they ever text me, it's like, look, I want to talk about this or like whatever. Like, I'm willing to like prioritize that conversation over whatever else I'm doing or, on a reasonable, like, it, but just having like that authentic, honest, being, knowing that I have like an authentic, honest platform to communicate openly and freely with someone, I think is the most important thing for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
True.
That's why I keep thinking your words of affirmation. Because you're a very, like, communication-focused person.
Yeah, but I don't need to hear the words. Like, I don't need to hear the affirming words. I just need to know that.
But how do you verbal? It's still verbal. Like, verbal. Yeah. Like, not necessarily that they have to be like, oh my God, you're so handsome.
And yeah, I don't care about that at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not that, that's, I don't think words of affirmation, it's not that shallow. It goes deeper.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's just, it's anything like verbal.
Yeah, verbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Any form of verbal affirmation that, you know.
It's like, because she's opening up to me, like, it gives me the assurance that, like, oh, like, I'm, like, trustworthy and, like, you know. Like,
I don't think it needs to be so direct, saying, like, okay, you mean this to me, you're this, this, whatever, or compliments. It's not always that. I mean, that is one form of it, but I think it's kind of, like, it can be more.
It's just verbal.
Yeah, it can be more, like, subtle, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, then, even just, like, open communication, that might mean so much to you.
No, that's like, by far my number one.
Yeah.
Like, if I can, if I text whoever and I'm like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Because I feel like something happened and we can talk about it, that's, like, the most meaningful thing to me.
Right. Yeah. That's why I say your words of affirmation, because, like, some people, like, for me, for example, like, I could go without that. Well, not, obviously, take that with a grain of salt. Like, I need it, but I could go a lot further than you can without it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, because.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that was why I'm always in toxic relationships. Lack of communication, crew. Let's go. I'm more tolerant of it because, like, I have trouble communicating. So I'm just like, we just know. We just know, and we'll do things for each other to compensate.
Do you just say we just know, or is it a cover-up to, like, make you feel like
it's such a cover-up. Yeah, it's such a cover-up.
But even then, you don't want to talk about it?
Well, this is old me, so
right.
I'm working on it. I just don't have anyone to work on it with right now. Go away.
Frisia won't love me. My Christmas date right here. All right, yeah. Should we wrap up?
Sure.
What are your guys' Christmas plans?
We were just talking about this. I have none.
What? I thought we were going to make gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah. I guess our Christmas plans are to make gingerbread houses together.
Let's make mold wine, too.
Oh, what? My gosh, that's my favorite.
Oh.
John, would you like to join us?
I would love to if I'm here.
Okay, fine. You're missing out. You're uninvited.
Cute. I'll just show up.
All right, tees. Well, that was fun. Thanks, John, for joining.
Esther, thank
I know
you
you're so,
much so
busy.
For
if you guys, is your Instagram public?
Yeah.
Oh. If you guys would like to find John, his Instagram is
at the John Kim, so narcissist.
The John Kim?
Yeah.
there's no D, it's just the John Kim.
The John Kim.
Okay.
He's the
John Kim. And then Freesia Park, you know where she is.
Oh, yes. You can find me on YouTube and on Instagram at Freesia Park. I won't spell it out for you because you probably already know.
You spelled it out so many times.
She was like F-R-E-E-S-I-A.
Yep, and then you can find me on Instagram as well. Oh, and I guess kind of on YouTube now.
Yeah.
But not really. Esther YS. And we will catch you guys next week.
On the flow.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Nomadic Music for the intro.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go, Nomadic. Freesia's a fan.
I am a true fan. Anyways.
Alrighty. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.